Dr. Amador Duquesne clinic note on Zachary Lewis, birthday 10/8/96. Patient seen with complaints of sinusitis, right side of the face, bowel signs within normal limits, and immunizations up to date, and on allergies. Medications include ibuprofen, 800 milligrams, and Tylenol PRN, medical history negative, cerebral history, states has surgery in arm and head. Present illness, pain, pain right preauricular area, and pain right temporal mandibular joint. History of being seen in emergency room 3/15/27 with sinus, with CAT scan showing sinus cyst, with prescription of prescription given for Cleosin. Netflix. Seen by Dennis, given a prescription of amoxicillin, advised not to take two antibiotics prescribed in ER, with diagnosis of right inferior jaw abscess, with a possible root canal, with follow-up. Present illness shows pain right. Well, excuse me. Physical exam. General appearance: no acute distress. Head, eye, serous, nose, and throat. Tumor is clear. Pupils equal to retinal accommodation. Extraocular muscles intact. Meniscopic benign. Nasal and oral mucosa without inflammation. Noted 1 to 2+ tenderness to right temporal mandibular joint, 1+ tenderness right lower molars, neck supple without masses, lungs clear, loss of tension and percussion, abdomen soft without ergotamiliar tenderness, bowels CV heart rate or rhythm without murmurs and gallops, skin without discoloration or rash, extremities without tenderness, restricted range of motion, neuropsych, orientation times 4, cranial nerves 2 to 10, motor sensory deficit, moving effect within normal limits. Patient was advised to take the antibiotics prescribed by ER doctor, having finished amoxicillin without benefit. Was also given prescription for Advil and Tylenol 3s with injection of Rocephin 1 gram and Decadron 8 milligrams with impression sinus cyst and sinusitis right face by history, temporal mandibular joint. Disorder, abscess 2 by history. Patient followed up, advised to follow up with PCP, put referral to ENT, and followed by dentist as needed. Thank you, Dr. Hamader.